Something for the weekend. It's Trina Murray here, and we're delighted to have Paul Merriman from AskPaul.ie back in studio. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Trina.
I heard you had a bit of an aisle accident.
I did. I should stick to the finance rather than DIY. Fell off a ladder.
You know, and I was saying to you, I have a funny feeling. One of the first items you did on the show was talking about DIY at home and thinking about whether, in the long run, it's cheaper to get a professional. And it turns out it is, because they had to pay your doctor fee.
Yeah, your hospital fee. I did. Yeah, and in fairness, there's quite a clever guy. He has a site called The Wife's List, and he took full advantage of my Facebook post and put up a post saying, "You should have called me. He's a DIY king, seemingly." There's a plug for him. But so I should have really called him.
Absolutely. Learn
my lesson there.
Okay, well, listen to Paul today. I want to talk to you about the property market. Is it a good or a bad time to be buying or to be selling? You're the expert.
Yeah, so when it comes to experts, the good thing about experts is we can change our opinions. And I'm going to change it here. I've been saying for a good few years, Trina, that I think the property market is due a correction. I still think it is. I think this year you're going to see house prices in the region of kind of 750 grand north of that. They're going to probably see a minus by the end of 2019, in my opinion. You're going to start seeing a couple of minuses on daft.ie. And once that happens on myhome.ie, once that starts to happen, people start to get a little bit nervous. However, houses kind of in the four bed bracket, I think they're going to stay positive for this year, up maybe 3 or 4%, low digit increases. And then you're going to look at 2 to 3 beds. They're going to remain quite robust. I think they're going to see a 6 to 7% growth there. And they're going to remain robust for quite a while, because there's not enough 2 beds and 3 beds, especially in the Dublin market at this stage. During the week, we had the myhome.ie report out, and it just shows that Dublin is spiraling outwards again towards the M50, Dublin 15, Dublin 22, Dublin 9. All these areas are getting a massive increase from the last kind of 12 months as well. So there's definitely a lot of pressure. There's not enough young family homes. I mean, by young family homes is new family homes for young couples. I had a question the other day on the Ask Paul Facebook page, and it was somebody just saying, look, what's the solution to this, Paul? And unfortunately, there's no solution. We've been definitely let down by our government. And that's not a political rant. I just think that it's not rocket science. Just build more houses. Just get planning permission through quicker. I took a flight out of Dublin recently, and you look out from the sky, when you go up in the sky, even a few hundred feet, you can just see green everywhere. You know, it's not that populated. It's not that overpopulated at all, and there's loads of space. Just get planners in, get builders who have the staff, they want to build, and get houses built. It's not rocket science. So it's like, I think there's a false bubble. I think the government have created this bubble, and I think it's a shame, because I feel sorry for any young couple now starting off. You know, it's so hard to get on the property ladder.
So is it a good or a bad time to sell?
I think it's a good time to sell, and it's a good time to buy. And if you're selling, if you're out there and you're selling, see the government initiative recently about trying to get older people out of family homes. So people that had maybe been widowed or widower, and they have a 4 or 5 bed house, giving them tax and breaks or tax incentives to downsize. Again, think that's a bit ridiculous. Just build more houses. But again, if you are selling, it's probably the height of the market for those 4 and 5 beds is this 12 months. So a great time to get out if you wanted to get out. I don't think you need a government incentive, Trina. I think if you want to get out yourself, downsize, if you feel comfortable doing it, I think it's a great time for those.
Okay, maybe don't wait then.
I wouldn't wait. Now, I was sitting on a kind of 4 bed, 5 bed, and it was anything over 750, I'd be trying to get on the market now and selling it, because they're going to tumble, I think. And then anything in the kind of 4 bed, maybe got a year left in it before you start seeing negatives and getting a bit pusher. And what would happen is, the property market, it's kind of built on sentiment. So once somebody sees a minus, so like at the moment, if you went to view a house for 500, you're thinking in your head 550 might get it, or 560. Where once you see a minus on a house, you start going, oh, maybe 490 will get it, 480 will get it. And then it swiftly shifts into a buyer rather than a seller's market. So you just have to be very careful if you're in that position having those houses.
It used to be the case, wasn't it? You know, you'd see a house for sale on Daft, and the price might be, I don't know, 450.
Yeah.
And then you'd hear it actually went for 590, and you're like, what?
Yeah. So that's slowing down. And that's what I'm saying, it's market sentiment. Now you're looking at that house and couples are saying, right, maybe 20 grand or 30 grand over the asking price. But once one of those houses goes up for a minus, everyone, like the sellers, get a little bit more nervous, and the buyers get more bullish. So the buyers start pushing for a minus, and the sellers start panicking. Like if you're a seller and you're selling for 450,000, and 3 people in a row offer you 440, and once that happens, it just shifts.
Okay, we're chatting to Paul Merriman from AskPaul.ie about the property market, whether it's a good or a bad time to sell. Stick around, Paul. I want to ask you a bit about being a landlord, whether you think it is worth anyone's while doing it. This is Classic Hits, something for the weekend.